When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's been kind of a, I don't know, maybe not everybody reacts the same as I do.
The RFK news
is tough, though. If you're a real one, you understand the RFK news is tough. So I think this is a great time to bring up a story that Greg Rosenstein wrote for NBC News. Greg joins us now. You can give him a follow at G Rosenstein, R-O-S-E-N-S-T-E-I-N. Greg, what's up, dude? How are you?
Hey, how's everybody doing? Thanks for having me on.
Good, brother.
Thank you for joining us. I want you to explain the story you wrote and kind of when you thought it was of relevance.
Sounds good. Well, I'll start by saying, first off, I'm from the D.C. area. I grew up in Annandale, Virginia, and I grew up a D.C. sports fan, especially of this team. And I think for a lot of people around my age, I'm 36 years old. I think anyone 40 or younger has mostly seen depressing seasons their entire life. And they've also dealt with a lot of negativity off the field with this team. And I had this idea a couple months ago, once the Commanders had such a strong start to the season and everything involving Jaden Daniels and Dan Quinn and the new ownership group, and just about how life has basically changed for everybody. Yeah. I think no matter what happens this season, the fact that they're where they're at right now, doing it with who they have on the field right now and in the executive suites, I think everything has basically changed. It's just been a completely new franchise for a lot of fans. So when they, especially coming off of that Hail Mary play, I think fans had just done a complete 180 from where they were even a year ago. And I wanted to kind of touch base with fans of the team and see, you know, if that renewed hope was actually there. And after talking to a lot of fans, including people like the actor Jeffrey Wright and the TV host and chef Eddie Wong, and I led my story with Peter Rosenberg, the TV host and radio host you guys had on yesterday, I think a lot has changed, and they admitted to it.
Yeah, so I read the story. Is it out yet?
Yes, it is out on NBCNews.com.
Okay. You should tweet it out, dude. I went to your Twitter page looking for it, and I couldn't find it.
Greg was cool. You know, it's only 8:30 out here in L.A. I live in L.A. now.
Hey, you're trying to wake up.
Wake up, dude. Get some coffee. Greg sent me a draft or an advanced copy, whatever you want to call it, and I got to read it. And I love that it opened with Rosenberg telling the story of ducking out of his wife's baby shower, which is a story he told us yesterday on air. Greg, I don't know if you know this. I grew up with Peter. We went to high school together. We went to middle school together.
Wow.
And I do think you were able to talk to kind of these celebs. I mean, Jeffrey Wright is winning Oscars and stuff now, and he's very clearly a Skins fan. And it is so dope to see the excitement coming back. What about just like in your individual life, like your dad, your friends from Northern Virginia, how different are those conversations?
I think things have changed a lot there too. I would say, you know, some people in my friend group from, say, high school has stayed with this team over the years. And then there have been a few people who I would say grew up a Redskins fan, Commanders fan, but in recent years has kind of said, you know what, I could be maybe doing something else with my Sunday, or they'll tune in and it matters, but doesn't matter, you know? And I think just in terms of like group chats and people talking to me about this team, people are just a lot more invested than they maybe were before. I think wins and losses actually matter for the first time in what feels like decades.
Yep.
And yeah, I mean, I just think like in terms of how much people care, it's actually risen a lot among like just, you know, random fans, especially friends of mine.
Would I be wrong to say that once the ownership changed people's mindset, they were open to a new possibility?
Yeah, I think that's the main thing. I think with Snyder, you always felt like you had these extra weights on you and you can never seem to be at the same point as any of these other teams. And I think once he left, a lot of those fans that maybe were kind of tuning out the team a little bit, I think they were like, you know what, I can come back. There actually might be hope for this team. You know, the new ownership group might actually take somebody like Adam Peters, who is a highly regarded general manager, and put him in charge of this team, you know, make smart decisions. I think people do finally see that hope. And I do think also with Snyder, you know, we all dealt with the lackluster product on the field, but at the same time, we had so many negative issues off the field that people just felt, I think, kind of gross rooting for this team. I talked to multiple fans who kind of said, you know, I just could not support this man, you know, between the name change, between some of the horrible things he's done over the years, like charge fans to go to training camp the first time that's ever happened, you know, have seats with pillars blocking half their view and everything going on with the stadium. I think like once he left, there was just the idea that we can completely start fresh.
Totally agree. Talking with Greg Rosenstein here. Check out Greg's Twitter profile and his latest piece on Commanders fans coming back. In your reporting, were you the name? There are like this group of diehards that I think a lot aren't even Skins fans that care about the name. But like, did the name come up at all as a factor? Because I think new ownership, new leadership, new quarterback, winning ball games. And, oh, by the way, Dan's gone is such a recipe.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you're just talking about, you know, the original Redskins name, I think that's pretty divisive in the fan base. Some of the people I did talk to just felt that, you know, because it was considered a racial slur, that they did not want to get behind it. And once it changed, at least they had a little bit more of a better feeling for this team. I know some people don't agree with that, but I am curious what's going to happen, because I think there was a lot of talk about Josh Harris not mentioning the name, the Commander's name, at his opening press conference and only saying Washington, and whether that sticks too. Because, like, you're right, like, just winning kind of solves everything. And I do feel like with Jaden Daniels in here doing what he's doing, if the team ends up, you know, all of a sudden being a perennial contender, at least for the playoffs, like, I don't know if they would change the name. I feel like maybe people, I know a lot of people don't like the Commander's name, but I also think that they like winning, and if the team name is connected to winning, I just think maybe it would stay. Do you guys? What's your take in terms of like whether this team name could actually stay because of it?
I don't know if it'll stay or not, but I agree with you when it says, you know, people like to talk about names once they're gone, but when you really are winning a football, you care about the players on the team. They make you love the name, and I've said this the whole time. You know, if this team starts winning, you're gonna start loving more players. If the Jaden Daniels and Terry McLaurin keep coming, you're going to start loving those guys. You're going to love whatever name is on that damn helmet. You have to win with it. But ultimately, I believe this name here still has the Dan Snyder stench on it, and I think that's where a lot of people really want it going.
Yeah, no, I would totally agree with you on that, and I think there were also a couple botched moments. I remember when the name was unveiled and some of the earlier Yeah, exactly. There were tons of little things early on where you were like still questioning everything about it. And I know people don't love the name, so I mean, I think it would be an amazing thing if Josh Harris and Magic Johnson and everybody here decided to change the name to something that actually fans want to care about. And then if they could somehow pull off the RFK situation, I think that would bring everybody back from no matter what generation of a fan you are for this team.
Totally. Now, do you get any feedback on RFK looking basically dead?
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I have not heard anything about it. I've mostly been focused on just like fan and the community situation here. I think a lot of fans, if you ask them, would want it there. I think it's actually kind of crazy if you think about it. I mean, JP and B-Mitch, I know you guys do this all the time, the go to the training facility and go to Northwest Stadium. Isn't that like an hour and a half away from each other? I mean, I think that's pretty crazy right there.
Oh, easily, dude.
I mean, I remember hearing Jonathan Allen talk about when he got injured, he was sitting in his car for an hour and a half trying to get home from the game earlier this year. And it's just like, I don't know. I think fans want the stadium back in actual D.C. I think RFK Stadium was just the place for many people as like many people as a kid growing up in the area rooting for this team. Jeffrey Wright was talking about how, you know, some of his best memories as a kid was just like the rumbling of the stadium and going with his mom. His mom had season tickets from 1970 to 1999, or sorry, to 2009, and how like that was the biggest memory. Those were the biggest memories for him as a kid. I think everybody would love if it got back there.
But see, I think everybody have to understand this: the practice facility and the stadium have never been in the same place. You still have to ride to D.C. and you're dealing with traffic. You're going to spend a little time, which means they were winning so much, nobody cared about those things. They only care about them now because you're not winning,
right?
You know, and to be honest with you, that where it's at right now, it seems to be they put it in the absolute worst possible place for traffic. You'd think it would be easier with 495 right there. You know, you got Landover Road right there. All those different things. But still, the traffic getting in and out of there is horrible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I do think the stadium does matter, by the way, for some of these fans who, like, want to attend games. I mean, I think people just hate the fact that, you know, a railing collapsed a couple years ago, almost hurting the other team's starting quarterback and hurting multiple fans. And the fact that raw sewage was spilling out and it's just an old stadium.
Hey,
it's
they're very clear that it was not raw sewage, Greg.
They get very upset.
Right. It was just water. It was just water, all right? It definitely wasn't poop water.
All right, we'll take them at their word. But I do think a new stadium would also go a long way because I think a lot of fans, even though the new ownership group has worked to change things, and you go to obviously way more games than I do, it just feels like the fan experience has improved, but it's not what it could be when you get a brand new stadium.
Totally. Hey, Greg, I appreciate you coming on, man. Thank you, and enjoy reading your work.
All right, thanks again, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, Greg Rosenstein, sports editor for NBC News. Give him a follow at G Rosenstein. When we come back, we got some real positive injury news coming out of Ashburn. Nobody go anywhere.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.